What's up, guys?
Exciting week. I mean, obviously, you know, we're treating these last 3 weeks as kind of our own mini playoff in a way, because you know we know what's at stake and how important each game is, and this is another one, another stepping stone in that block to make and try to achieve all of our goals of making playoffs and obviously achieving the ultimate goal of getting the Super Bowl and competing there. And you know, this week, you know, obviously, we're proud of what we did last week, but we've moved on, and if we don't do what we have to do in this week's game, that last week's, you're not really going to mean that much for us. And so I think everyone's focused. Everyone in the walkthrough this morning was really focused, and guys are excited. And you know, we're positioned in a good place right now. We just got to handle our business.
Obviously, there's a focus on handling your business and taking it one game at a time. But how do you monitor the standings and the crowded wild card and division chase that is?
You know, you try not to monitor it. I think, you know, anything can happen over the next 3 weeks, and different things will shake out, and we're not going to know anything until the final week. So we just got to, like you said, I mean, we got to handle our business and you know, winning these as many of these games as we can, and so we can position ourselves in a good way and hopefully be able to make the wild card or, you know, a chance for the division. I don't know how it's going to shake out. So
you do look at the standings once a week.
Yeah, well, it's hard. You know, I mean, I looked. The only time I've seen them was I was watching the Sunday night game, and they flashed it up there. So that's only how I'm aware of where we're at. So.
So basically, your thinking is just win all the games and
you'll exactly, be okay. Yeah, and then we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it works out. So.
Coach Frazier said these last three games are kind of a defining moment for you. Is that the way you approach it?
I think so. I mean, for us, obviously, and myself, you know, our goal is to make playoffs, and my goal is obviously to play better and play at a high level and a consistent level, and you know, what a great way to do it. I mean, in meaningful games that are closing out December and closing out the season to make playoffs, I think it is a great opportunity for me.
Back to the interception on Sunday, when you go back and look at it, obviously you've got a match there, a matchup that you like. What would you change there, obviously?
I would throw the ball farther is what I would do. The guy was open, and I didn't get enough on the ball. Darius is a fast guy and kind of threw off my back foot. And, I wish that, you know, it wasn't a mistake to throw the ball. I mean, the decision was fine. I just got to throw the ball farther and let him run out and get it. And so that was unfortunate. It could have been a touchdown.
How much of that did you sense was thrown off the back foot?
A little bit. And, for a guy, you know, kind of learn with guys like Percy and Jarius that you can try to outthrow them, and you know, it's going to be hard to do. So I just got to trust that fact and just let the ball go.
How difficult is it for a young quarterback just to sort of get used to the idea of always staying in the pocket when it's there?
I mean, that's big. I mean, it's an adjustment, and especially go from college when you could run around a lot. I mean, the NFL, when you're running around, I mean, that's, you're not going to get as many yards or create as many plays as you did in college. And so, you know, learning to be more patient in the pocket's big. That's something I got to continue to work on. And not so much when I do move in the pocket, not to move out, but you know, to find ways to you know, find a different lane in the pocket to throw through and different things like that. But you know, staying in the cylinder rather than getting out of the pocket.
What happens in times with Kyle when he goes a game without a catch? He's had three games this year without a catch. How does he kind of get lost in the shuffle?
I don't know. You know, obviously we want to give him the ball, and you know, I think defenses know the caliber player he is, so they're going to try to take him away. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out that you know, we get him the ball, and obviously we want to. And, I mean, this past game we obviously didn't throw the ball that much in the first place. I mean, we run the ball so well, so – you know, we didn't have to try to force the ball to Kyle or anything, but he's always part of the game plan. We always want to give him the ball, and you know, it is unfortunate that we don't, and he doesn't get a chance to catch it. But you know, we got this week to get him 20 catches. So
he seemed a little frustrated after the game. Did you sense that from him?
No, I didn't. You know, I mean, we talked a little bit, and obviously he wants the ball in his hands and everything. But I think I didn't sense any frustration from him. I think everyone was excited with the win.
Everybody obviously knows you guys are going to lean on Adrian, and that obviously makes sense the way he's playing it. For you as a quarterback, is it tougher to develop when you're not having the ball in your hands as much and not having to read defenses to throw as much?
No, I don't think it's tougher to develop. I think, you know, I mean, if we're – obviously we're very successful in the run and everything, and that's awesome. And We're going to keep, like you said, we're going to keep leaning on that, and the passing game will develop. I don't think it's hindering my development as a quarterback. I think, we're throwing the ball enough. I mean, we threw the ball, I think, 17 times this past week. So, that's a decent amount of throws. And so I don't think that's, in terms of development, that's not really hindering anything.
You seem to greatly enjoy that third down strike to Jenkins with the two guys bearing down on you there.
Yeah, that was huge. And obviously in the fourth quarter, we were trying to run as much clock off the field as much time off the clock as possible. And we were hot, had two guys coming off the edge and threw the ball a little high, and Jinx went up and got it. And that was a great play by him and converted on third down. I mean, I think one of the biggest reasons for our success this past week was the conversions on third down, and we did it when we had to.
When you get those slants and in-breaking routes where you're setting your feet, it certainly seems like that's the best ball that you're throwing right now. How do you go about sort of translating that to other aspects of the game?
I don't know. I mean, on slants, you know, the ball's coming out of my hands quick, and I'm getting my feet set and letting it go. And I think that goes back to the footwork thing. And when I do slide around the pocket, not, you know, throwing the ball on the run, but finding ways to move around and be able to set my feet and create those throws just like that. And that's something, obviously, I need to keep working on.
Thing you want to see out of yourself for improvement in these next three games?
I think continuing in the decision-making factor. I think when you look at this whole season, and I think we are, I don't know if we won, I think six games when we've had one turnover or less, I think is what what it is. And so when we keep the ball in our hands and win the turnover battle and do well on third down, I mean, that's huge. And so I think decision-making is the thing that I need to keep improving upon.
Is it hard for a quarterback to accept the manager of the game type of label rather than?
No, I think every quarterback ever played was a manager of the game. I mean, I think obviously there's guys that create more plays than others, but to an extent, a quarterback's always going to be managing the game, and that's fine. I don't care. I mean, if we're winning games and we're making a run for the playoffs and we're playing, you know, meaningful football in December, I'll manage the game all I want. I don't care. Thanks, guys.